We're doing Sefer Masiot. We're up to page Lamed Zayin. Rav Nissim Gaon says, come and see how much kindness God does to a person who does tshuva with his full heart, and how much compassion God has for those who call out to him in their time of danger. As David Amel said, Min ha-mitzar karati ka anani. God answered me, v'amerchav. Hashem is swift to answer the individual, and certainly the tzibur, when we're a congregation. That b'chol tzaratam, whenever we have it difficult, lo tzar, so to speak, God says it's difficult for me. Einei Hashem et tzadikim, God looks at the tzadikim, and God is near those that call out to him, and with his mercy we wait for him to save us from our afflictions and take our revenge. When Rabbi Hananiah ben Tradion was being executed by the Roman Empire, so the king commanded to take his daughter and put her in a house of women for hire. And she was placed in this house, and her sister was Rabbi Meir's wife, Bruria. So Bruria said to Rabbi Meir, she said, please pray to Hashem to save my sister from that bad place and from that man. And go, save her. Go redeem my sister. So Rabbi Meir took 400 coins, and he went to the place where she was, to that house. And he called out and he said, Hashem, please, if she's been okay, and she's done her end of the deal, she's watched herself from doing bad, make me a miracle to save her. So Rabbi Meir got dressed up so she wouldn't recognize him. And he said to her, I'll give you all this money and come be with me. And she says, no, I can't do that. I'm having my period now. So he tried to seduce her one way or another way, and she always had a different excuse. And then he saw that she was doing her end of the deal. She kept herself pure.
How did she eat?
So he went to the owner of this jail, and he told her, give me that girl, and I'll give you 400 silver coins. And he said, but you're walking away with her. What happens when the king asks where she is? So he says, give him 200 of the coins, and you'll be left with 200. And if the king commands to kill you, and you see yourself in danger, so when you see yourself in danger, call out, Eloka shel Rabbi Meir Hatzileni. The God of Rabbi Meir, save me. And then the king won't be able to harm you. So the officer of the jail said, prove it. How do I know that when I say that, I'll be saved? So Rabbi Meir says, you see the king has those vicious dogs over there? And whoever tries to come near his palace, they bite him. So bring me to them and you'll see what happens. So the officer came with him to the dogs, and the dogs started growling and coming towards him to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir called out, my God, save me. And the dogs walked away. So when the officer of the jail saw this, he took the money and let him walk away with his sister-in-law. They left, and the king heard that this girl, who he commanded should be in jail, was released from jail. So the king ordered to have the head of the jail hung. So the officers come to take him, and he calls out, the God of Rabbi Meir, save me, and they can't come near him. So they tell him, tell us, what's going on here? How do you do this? What's the trick? How come we can't touch you? So he told them everything that happened with Rabbi Meir. So they said, okay, draw us a picture. How does he look? We want to put up wanted signs. So they put up a wanted sign. Rabbi Meir is now the most wanted. They put up his picture on the city gates. And the king commanded that whoever sees him should capture him and bring him to the king's palace. One day, the guards see him. They recognize him from the picture. And they start chasing after him. He's running, and they're chasing. So he runs into the marketplace where there are women for hire. So the guards look at one another and they say, we misidentified him. Can't be Rabbi Meir. He wouldn't walk into a house like that. And they left him be. Rabbi Meir took his wife and his sister and left to Babylon. Now, here we see the story. This tzaddikess was careful. She watched herself from Avera in a difficult situation. Someone else could have said, well, I'm stuck here. What am I going to do? How am I going to manage? She watched herself, and Hashem made her these miracles to save her from those that want to do her harm. There's another story where Rabbi Meir was almost caught, and he saw that they were chasing him. So he went to a person selling pig's meat, and he stuck one finger in the dish and put the other finger in his mouth. And he kept sticking one finger in, putting the other finger in his mouth. So they saw him eating pig's meat. They thought he was eating pig's meat, and they said, nah, that's not Rabbi Meir. And they let him go. The pasuk says, the verse says, Sheker achen vehevel ayofi. the chen and the beauty are really not what we think they are. They fool us. And what's really worthwhile? Isha yirat Hashem. All too often when we date, so we've discussed this many times, we all have blind spots. One person gets taken by a good sense of humor, another person gets taken by beauty, a third person gets taken by sorrow. You know, men are very often attracted to a girl that has something sad about her. Every person has blind spots. The pasuk warns us. All this, it's not going to last. Isha yirat Hashem, when a woman is God-fearing, hi titalan, that's a woman that's worth praising. And that's why when a woman is a God-fearing woman, very often it's tempting to take on what everyone else is doing. They should strengthen themselves. When people are God-fearing, it pays off in the long run. And that's why we have to make sure to tell these stories to the women also. And then they'll be the righteous women that Shlomo Amelech didn't merit finding, but they are around. And every woman has to aspire to be one of those. And here, Rav Nissim Gaon answered a difficult question. Many people are bothered. How did Shlomo Amelech say, I didn't find one in a thousand? I found a man one in a thousand, I didn't find a woman. So Rav Nissim Gaon says, yeah, he didn't find. That doesn't mean they're not around. Every woman should aspire to be that woman that he didn't find. That's what Rav Nissim Gaon just said. Once upon a time, the Sanhedrin asked Shlomo, why'd you say this pasuk? There are many kosher tzanua women in the world. Why'd you say that one in a thousand you didn't find? And this is where we're going to pick up Bezrat Hashem next time.
Wait, but...